Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast with J. Gordon Duncan. And if you're wondering why the J, the answer is I'm not a bagpipe player. And if that joke doesn't make any sense, I encourage you to check out episode zero, where I explain that joke as well as the purpose of the This Is Gonna Hurt podcast, where we talk about faith, family, fitness, finances, and sometimes fun. Well, friends, thank you so much for being back. Always, 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 I appreciate you being here. I appreciate the likes and the interaction and everything you guys have done. It's been fun in the last few weeks to mix things up. In the last couple of weeks, I've talked about my faith and my business. I had a fun episode about my favorite bands of all time. Just really a nice mixture of things. And you guys, as always, are just super kind. But I'm actually recording this episode right before I'm publishing it. I usually record on Saturday mornings, but spent the day yesterday. My daughter Emma was doing a color guard training camp at JMU. So Amy and I spent the day with some friends in JMU. We had to leave here super early, so it was just no time to record. So I'm actually recording Sunday morning. As soon as I'm done, I'm going to put it on the Capitalize Your Best Facebook group. They get it a day early, and then the podcast comes out on Monday for everyone else. So if you're ever interested in getting the episode a day early, or just interested in daily coaching value, join my Facebook group, Capitalize Your Best. It's free. You just need to answer a couple of questions to make sure you're not a bot or a crypto scammer. And then you can come on in. But again, thank you so much. I appreciate everyone. You guys are here week after week, 6, 7 years, however long this has been, well over 500 episodes. So thank you so much. So I'm enjoying my morning coffee here in my basement. I'm going to do my best not to slurp along the way. But I was really thankful. I was able to go for the longest run that I have had in my recovery process. And it gave me inspiration for this episode. Real quick, I think I have mentioned it here, but I've had a really bad hamstring tendonitis issue. And really, since the November marathon and the December Bigland 10.4, I have been just hampered. And so it's been a long, slow process to get back to what I normally do. My normal is runs of around mid 40s of miles every week, and I run a half marathon most every weekend. But today I was able to do 9.5 miles and did not run them fast, but I did not run them in pain. So it was very encouraging. And I was listening to the Russell Brunson podcast, and it's something, nothing necessarily that he said, I don't think, but it just popped into my mind, this concept. So I pulled my headphones out and I talked through it and I came back here. And so today's topic is three things that are better than sympathy when your business is struggling. Three things that are better than sympathy when your business is dealing with an issue. And so that seems like an odd title. Everything's going to begin with S. My dad would be proud. But hang in there. Here's what inspired this episode. When we do our social media seminars, I spend a lot of time talking about the content we create and the brand, the personal branding around who you are and what you talk about online. When I talk that kind of branding, I'm not talking about logos or anything. I'm talking about who you are and how you represent yourself online. And I encourage people, keep the negativity off of social media. No complaining, no passive aggressiveness. You can't go off on people on social media. It's just not going to help you. In any way, if you've got a complaint about the drive-through at the local Starbucks, you better be careful, because that person working in Starbucks might be the daughter of the son of a potential client. It gets back to them. If you've got real issues that you need to talk through, to talk with friends, but you can't go on social media and just start going on blast about things you want to complain about. Or you can't go on there and beg for sympathy for your business. Everyone is dealing with the economy and struggling with things like that right now as well. And so when people do this, it hurts their companies and their brands. Yes, you might get an initial response of people who agree with the thing that you're complaining about. And yes, you might get an initial response when people respond to your call sympathy, But in the long run, it really hurts your personal brand. People will see you as negative, and people see you as not being a strong business person or a strong company. I'm not asking you to be fake. I'm just saying keep the negativity off of your social media branding and marketing. And there's a temptation for it. When times are hard, you want to go online and you want someone to say, it's going to be okay. Thanks. You're doing a good job. And it when we legitimately need that kind of support, we should have friends that we should seek out, or family. And if you don't, grab a counselor. There's free or very affordable counseling. But online and social media is just not the place to go and seek out that kind of platform. So I'm going to give you three alternatives, because it's tempting with the economy the way it is and the shifting changes of the business landscape. It's very tempting to just want to go and ask people for sympathy. But there's three things that are better than sympathy, and here they are. Number one, solutions. I'll bring them all two, three to you. Solution sales and solvency. Solution sales and solvency. Solutions are better than sympathy. When you're faced with a business challenge, it's very easy to go online and complain and look for sympathy. But a solution to the problem is better. You know, listen, every business has gone through tough financial times. I know at least two eight-figure millionaires that have just, they're just, they've been through everything. And they've each told me about walking through the room, wondering how they're going to make payroll. They've talked about business partnership, traders. They've talked about business deals falling through that they were counting on. All they've been through it, but they're like, you damage your reputation, your brand when you go online and complain. What you need to do is to seek solutions. What is the next thing you need to do to be better in your business and to do your job well and to grow your revenue? What are the solutions? Solutions are harder but better than sympathy. And I mean, the same thing when I injured myself. You know, it's easy to go online and complain, but instead, you know, the most important thing for me is, what are the solutions for me to get here? And they're telling me, Gordon, it could be 3 months to a year and a half for that injury to go away. And I'm like, what? And guys, it still hasn't gone away. Sitting here right now, I'm still in pain. It has not gone away. I'm just able to start running again, right? But one of my solutions, was 10 rounds of physical therapy, dry needling, cupping, massages, resistance bands exercises. I mean, all that stuff, those are the hard, it's harder to do the solutions. Same thing for business. When you have a difficult time, it's easy to go online and complain, but what are the solutions? Well, the solutions are growing my revenue and putting things in place to prevent the problems that you're facing. When you're in a difficulty in your business, the best thing to do is, what do I need to do to make sure I can overcome this challenge and make sure I'm not here again? Solutions are harder, but they're better than sympathy. Number two, the biggest cure is sales. And when you want sympathy and you want to complain, if your business is growing, that solves everything. Personally, you can just go scoreboard, right? You don't do it online, but you go, you know what? We've been through this, but I made it through another month. We've been through this, but I got another sale. We've been through this and I'm still in the fight. And then you get to the point where, like, we've been in this and we've had a great month. Sales is the ultimate cure-all for difficulties in business. And when you're instead of out there seeking sympathy and complaining, you could be out there trying to grow your business, putting out quality content to a target audience, making better proposals, the willingness to do the thing that you did not want to do. Sales is what you need, not sympathy. And if you've worked through the solutions, then you have the pathway to sales. Three, solvency. The definition of solvency is that your company can pay its bills, that it's an established organization. Solvency solves everything. When you go through difficulty, you're like, it's okay, but the business is not at risk. Yes, we lost that client, but I've got a full pipeline. Yes, we lost that client, but I've got plenty of marketing options coming in and leads. Yes, that client, it didn't go very well. You know, we didn't serve them as well as we could, but The company is solvent, and I've got time to figure that out. Solvency solves everything, but you won't have solvency without sales, and you're not going to have sales without solutions. Guys, when you go through a different patch, a difficult patch, or you're frustrated, or the economy is kicking your butt, or you launched a product and no one bought it, you go back. What are the solutions to the problem? Do I need to go get a coach? Do I need to go back and do some more training? Do I need to adjust our offer? Do I need to work harder? And all those are in there. And then when you get the answers to that, then you move into sales, and then you move into solvency. To continue the analogy earlier, when I injured myself, my solutions were the therapy. Now the sales for me are making the progress, right? Making the progress today, 9.5 miles back to the point where I can. Right? Solvency is when I am no longer injured and I'm back running again. Right? That's the thing for everything. Busted up relationship. Okay. Busted up relationship. What are the solutions? What's the progress? What gets us back firm again? Busted up business. What are the solutions? What are the sales? What are the solvency? That pattern will solve almost everything that you're dealing with. And guys, in your business, it's tempting to want to complain and tempting to want sympathy. This is the answer. Solutions. Sales and solvency. Guys, if you want help in this process, if you want to grow a brand, if you want to make sales and you want solvency, I encourage you to reach out to us. Just go to capitalizeyourbest.com, go to that button on the far left, set up an appointment with me, or just message me, guys. But don't go through this alone. Find a trusted mentor, find a coach, whatever you've got to do. But do not go online and start complaining and looking for sympathy because that's not the place for it. Go to your friends, go to your family, go to your trusted circle, and go to them and seek it out. But guys, the biggest thing you need is solutions, sales, and solvency. These three S's are better than sympathy. So I hope this has been encouragement. It's very straightforward. I'm thinking about doing a full-fledged seminar on it. Let me know what you guys think. And I can't wait to talk to you again next week. We'll talk to you later. Thanks.